What's up, KD Time friends? Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, that sometimes weekly but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. I am your host, KD, and on this podcast series, I bring all kinds of topics to the table, from discussing culture, movies, TV shows, music, sports, food, and of course, general nostalgia. Join in the fun, share, and subscribe wherever you are listening. You want to know a secret? Episode, I am going to talk about body changes. I'm going to talk about how it feels to get older and have your body just completely betray you. Do you feel betrayed by your body? Like, seriously, do you ever feel like your body is just like, you know what? I'm done doing whatever it is that you thought I was gonna do for the rest of your life. It's time for me to change, and it just changes on you all on its own. There's no warning, there's no, you know, build up, there's no, hey, guess what? Your body is not going to do the same things it used to do when you were in your teenage years or even in your 20s. It's just gonna switch up and be like, who dis? I'm brand new. It's like when you get your hair did, or when you get a new phone number, or when you step out into the world in a new outfit. You're just like, new me, who it is? And that's exactly how it feels when your body is changing. There's no time frame for how your body changes. It just changes, and it's always changing. It's always going to change. There is no way to really stop your body from getting older. There's no way to stop your body from getting older. You can feel as young as you want. You could feel as young as you believe you are while you're, you know, still doing things. But things have changed. The way that you used to wake up and get out of bed when you were a kid compared to now is not the same. Like, there were a whole lot less grumbles. I remember for a fact, I can tell you, for a fact, when I was younger, I would almost hop out of bed. I would hop up out the bed and turn my swag on. You know what I mean? Like, that is what I did. I would get up, jump out of bed, go eat junk food, eat all kinds of sugary cereals, and have all kinds of sweetened, like, drought, douse my pancakes in syrup. I would actually eat spoonfuls of sugar. Like, that was a thing for me. I don't know if that's true for anyone else, but that was definitely a thing for me. Like, I know that I would go into the kitchen and be like, you know what? I want something sweet. And I just would use a spoon and scoop up some sugar and eat sugar just like that. White sugar, brown sugar, didn't matter. I would eat a little bit of sugar. And I'm not saying I had like a bowl full of sugar, guys. I'm just saying, like, I did these things as a kid. No, I'm not doing them now. I mean, I haven't thought about just eating a spoonful of sugar until I was talking about it right now. But that's not the point. The point is that I can't do that now. If I did that now, oh, my body would be like, oh yeah, you wanna eat a spoonful of sugar? Well, I'm gonna show you. And then I'll be all groggy and grumpy or whatever, and just like, because I'm not, I wouldn't be all hopped up on sugar like I used to be. I'd just be like the opposite. It would turn into something bad in my body. But yeah, like growing older, I think I've talked about this a few times in the past, but it's true. You think about wanting to get older, you think about wanting to do your own thing, be an adult, go someplace, eat what you want, do what you want. And then you get here, you get to this age, you get to this time frame of life, and you're like, oh, I can't do whatever I want. I mean, I could, but how healthy is that? You know what I mean? Like, now you gotta make decisions about your health and making decisions about what is good for you and what to put in your body. When I was in my 20s, I thought I could still wind down and dance, and I could be agile and jump up and just like, wave my hands in the air like I just don't care. And now it's like, oh man, I can't jump. I can't get down like that. You know what I mean? Like, on some real, you play any song. You could play, the cha-cha slide. You could play whatever song that make that that tells you to either drop down to your knees. Like, there was a lot of songs out there for whatever reason that just would always instruct the people to drop down and dance on your hind legs. Hind legs. Dance, like dance on the ground, and then pop back up like a daisy. There were so many songs. There's still songs like that. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like if I am in the right kind of mood and I have enough energy, I could still get down. But then the next day, I'm like, oh, I'm so sore. Like, what did I do? You know what I mean? Because I'm not the same person that I used to be. Like, now I'm in a different state of life where I'm like, I will be glad to go to bed at 8 p.m. I would be, well, I, not 8 p.m.'s a bit steep for me. I kind of go to bed around 11, but well, sometimes 11, sometimes midnight. I might not go to sleep till like 1 in the morning, but still, my point is that like, I would rather be at home at a certain time of night. I wouldn't want to be out late anymore. To the thought of being out late now for me is like unheard of. I'm just like, what? You want to do what and go where? At what time? Are you kidding me? See, this is why, like, I don't understand how some adults used to do it. Like, honestly, there was a, when I was growing up, adults would just, so they would go places. They would never show you they were in pain. That's the thing. That's the key. That's the key to true, you can't see me. That's the key to deception, okay? Because when I was a kid, I was like, oh wow, you can have it all. You can have all, you can have money, you can go out late on a Saturday night and then wake up the next day to go to church in the morning. Like, I feel like it was all a facade. I'm like, ain't no way you coming home late at night, all kinds of type of hours in the morning, and then wake up and go to church the next day. Not, no, like, no, like if I have to be somewhere the next day at a certain time, I'm now I'm like, no way am I staying out late. No way. No way. I'm like, ah, I gotta go home. I gotta rest. I gotta prepare. I have to. You know what I mean? Like, time is just unfair. It's just unfair. And so, as you get older, and I mean, like, it doesn't stop. Our bodies are just like, yeah, we're gonna continue to go in a certain direction, and there's nothing you could do about it. Like, if there was ever a time to be able to stop time, this would be it. Like, right here, just stop the body from doing what it wants to do. Like body, you got to listen to me. Like me, if I want to do something, you can't tell me I can't do it. And my body tells me I can't do it. You know how it tells me I can't do it? It said it does it in my knees, in my back, even in my arms sometimes. I'm just like, really? And when you get like even for children, like lifting up children, like it obviously you could lift up a baby. Everybody could lift up a baby. Babies are not that heavy. They're like at best maybe 40 pounds. Well, not like a newborn. I'm talking about like maybe a top, like a one, almost a 1-year-old, a toddler. Like those babies are at least, 30 pounds. They feel so heavy. No, what am I saying? I'm saying like, you know how when you can hold a newborn and it's this little thing and it just feels so light, and then you turn around and try and pick up a 6-year-old and they feel like a ton of bricks? Yeah. That's where I'm at like right now. I'm like, ain't no way I'm lifting up 6-year-olds anymore, or 5-year-olds, or even 4-year-olds. It's just like, yeah, no, I'm gonna leave you on the ground. You could walk. That's it. And that's how it is. Your parents did that to you. At some point, they were just like, you know what? You too heavy. You too big for this. And put you down and never picked you back up again. How does that make you feel now? Like for me, I'm just like, I don't even know. I don't even know when I stopped getting picked up. I don't even know. I want to say, like, if I had to dig deep into my brain, I want to say I was probably stopped getting picked up around like 4 or 5. Had to have been, because at 5 years old, I was already in school. Ain't nobody picking up 5-year-olds, anymore. Like, I was just like, I think, or I wouldn't want to be picked up. I like told my mom, was like, don't pick me up. Don't pick me up. I don't want to be picked up. Don't put me back down. I don't know. I don't know. I would have to ask her. I'm like, Ma, what happened? When did you stop picking me up? And she'll be like, I don't know. That was too long ago for me to remember. I'm like, really? I was your first, and you're gonna tell me you don't remember? Stop picking me up. When you stop picking me up, come on now. Don't hurt my feelings. I feel like I was also a very independent young child where I was probably the one to be like, no, I'm okay. I don't need to be picked up. And that's probably what happened. You know what I mean? Like, I'm seeing it now in my friends' kids where the ones that are like 6 years old, almost going 7, whatever, like, they're telling you, like, oh, no, I don't want to be, put me down. I don't want to be picked up. I don't want to be picked up. Like, the only time they really want to be picked up, honestly, is if they hurt themselves, you know? Like, I got a boo-boo. I hurt my foot. I hurt my knee. But when they're once when a child wants to be put down, it's like, all right, then that's it. No more. No more. So, some signs of aging can be seen from the outside, right? A lot of your aging is all over your body. Like you'll see it in your hands. You'll see it in your hair, like if your hair starts to go gray. But even that isn't really a telltale sign, because for me, I had gray hair as a young kid. So I don't know if that was just like stress and my hair was like, I'm gonna be gray over here. You know what I mean? Like, again, my body just doing what it wanted to do. So I'm just like, well, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe this is the way that my hair is now. I have no idea, but it didn't continue. It's just like this little spot where I have a little bit of gray hair, but you can see it on the outside. Your hair might turn gray. You might find a few more wrinkles than you used to have. You might find some aging spots that might appear on your skin. Those are some telltale signs that, on the outside that you're aging. Maybe your weight. You started gaining some weight and you're just like, wait a minute. This weight used to be going like flinging off my body because of the, metabolism. Like my metabolism is now slowing down. It's crazy. Our bodies are less able to store fluid in older age. So, the spinal discs start to shrink and lose elasticity. Isn't that crazy? Like, as a result, have you seen like the people around you? They just start getting smaller and smaller, like people that used to be tall, because when you're a kid, people are tall. right? Everybody's taller than you. Everybody is like looking down on you. But as soon as you start to go up, they start to come down. And like as I got taller and taller and taller until I stopped growing, I started looking around myself and I'm like, huh, you seemed a lot taller to me when I was a kid, and now you're smaller than me. But I don't know if that's because I legit grew and was taller than you, and you guys were all already short, and I just happened to grow past you, or you started shrinking as I started getting older. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Life is crazy. Body changes is crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it's because our bodies are made up like of various types of tissues and some consistent cells that don't live so long, so they don't constantly have to be replaced, like skin cells. You know what I mean? Like, our bodies just keep changing. All right? They just keep changing, and our organs and all that, everything is changing all the time. And, with these kinds of changes happening in our bodies, like in the organs and the tissues and the inside of our bodies, they aren't as noticeable. So then you start to, realize, like, hey, wait a minute, like some things are different, but you can't tell because you can only see what's on the outside. You can only look at yourself and see what's on the outside. You know what I mean? And like things take longer to heal. Like I know that there was this one time recent, like maybe a couple of months ago, that I hurt my wrist. Like I forgot what I was doing, and I hurt my wrist. I think, oh, I remember. I went roller skating. I went roller skating. It had been a long time, but I was just like, I really wanted to go roller skating. So me and Bestie Jude, we went roller skating, and I fell, and because I hadn't been in a long time, I knew how to skate. I know how to skate, but I was going too fast or not fast enough, and I was just like wobbling, and then boom, I fell and I hit my wrist on the floor. And it hurt for weeks, for months. And like I was just like, why is my hand, like why is my wrist still hurting? Like it legit felt broken. But I mean, I know it wasn't even strained or whatever. It just was hurting because my body takes forever to heal now. Like, what the heck? What the heck? Like, I went axe throwing in May. I went axe throwing, I think, in May or June or something like that. For I went to go to my baby cousin's graduation, and I went axe throwing, and my shoulder was in pain for a long time after that. It was I feel it's not hurting now, so it's been a few months. Like I think it officially stopped hurting in maybe July. Maybe. Because like at some point you just forget the pain and you're just like, ah, well, it's there. You only really remember it when you're I only really remember when I try and reach up or something. I'm like, oh yeah, oh, I'll still feel it. I still feel it. You know what I mean? But now I don't feel it as much, but still, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy how much your body changes, and you don't realize it until it changes. 'Cause like the body form that I'm in right now is not gonna be the same when I get another few years down the line. It's probably gonna change on me again, and I'm probably gonna have the same conversation. I don't know if I'm gonna have the same conversation with you guys, but I'm gonna talk to somebody and be like, you know what? This is upset. This is upsetting. This is upsetting. I mean, there was another time when I was running around with some teens playing Ultimate Frisbee, and that was so much fun. Don't get me wrong, that was so much fun. Like just running and trying to catch the frisbee and making plays or whatever, like, oh, go there, go there. You throw the frisbee. And the next day I was sore. But that's also because I didn't prepare myself. I wasn't really planning on playing the game because I didn't know. It was just like they were like, oh yeah, we're gonna play Ultimate Frisbee. You wanna play? And I'm like, it's been a long time since I've played, but sure, I could still remember. Like, you gotta make short passes. You gotta make short passes. So I get out there and I'm just like, run, 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 as fast as I can, trying to like knock the frisbee out of the air, doing the most, like putting my all into it. And then the next day I was just like, oh, what did I do? I should have prepared myself. I should have done some stretches, some stretches. I should have really like tr I should have prepared myself. Is the bottom line is I should have prepared myself. But I didn't. I didn't. And it's like now I'm just like, well, now I feel like in this time of my life, I know that I don't wanna do everything that teenagers can do, because like I already did a lot of what teenagers could do back when I was a teenager. And now I'm just kind of like, I want to be able to do some things, like being able to run around with kids. I still want to be able to do that, because that's fun. That makes you feel youthful. If you're running around with children and they're having a good time and they, that makes you feel youthful. It makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like, at least the kids are having a good time, and it makes you feel like you're having a good time too. But I know that I can't be too strenuous, because if I am, then I might not be able to move the next day. I'm still in that like little window where like, yeah, I can do something crazy the night before, and then the next day I'll feel the repercussions and maybe take some Advil if I need to. But I'm also like, I'm not gonna do too much, because I don't wanna walk around like a stiff statue. You know what I mean? Like I wanna be able to move and do. So it's quite the experience. It's quite the experience to be in this constant state of change, And like there are some tips I could give you. Like let's talk about some tips here, right? So some tips to keep you feeling agile: definitely stretch, definitely drink a lot of water. Stretch your muscles out as best you can all the time. Like if you could stretch at work, if you could stretch, stretch on your off time when you're at home, whenever you can, stretch those muscles. Really, like, not I'm not saying like go into like full on yoga poses or anything if you don't want to, but I'm just saying like if you keep yourself mobile and flexible, then the pain won't affect you as much. You won't feel it as terribly as if you didn't stretch. Also, if you drink more water, like I said, drink a lot of water. Make sure that you are well hydrated before you do anything, period, because you never know. You might be running around and then all of a sudden you're sitting there thirsty. You're sitting there thirsty or like out of breath, and you're just like, and you're just like, yeah, come on. You need to keep yourself replenished. You need to make sure that you are keeping your body well hydrated. Two more tips for you: make sure that you are getting enough sleep. Sleep is definitely important, guys. Like sleeping, resting your body, that is a telltale sign that you are on the right path. Get yourself some rest. Move more frequently throughout the day and sit less. Do not sit as much as you might sit. Like if you're an office job, don't sit as much. You have to move and do things at least, every once in a while. So like even if you're not going to a gym regularly, if you just walk instead of drive, or take the stairs if you're in an apartment building and it has an elevator, you could take the stairs, you could do some sit-ups maybe, avoid drinking alcohol as much as you can. Go swimming, dance. Dancing is always a good one. Dancing is always a good one. It's It's so much fun to just move your body as much as you can, even if it's like, if you feel like, this is a waste of time. It might not be. Dancing is a very fun thing to do when, especially when you're home alone, and you could just get down in your house, just shake it, shake your whammy fammy, funky song, funky song. So those are some things that you could do. Of course, you could take time to stand every now and then, because just standing up keeps the blood flow, from top to bottom. Make sure that it's not getting stagnant into your waist if you're sitting. You know what I mean? If these are at all helpful, that's good. I'm just still baffled by the fact that like my body has betrayed me, and I can't even fathom why. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. Like the fact that the human body is made up of fat tissue and lean tissue and muscles and organs and bones and water, and then you get to a certain point and your body tends to lose its lean tissue. Like, what is even that? Like, why do you lose lean tissue? Why does it just leave your body at a certain age? This is unfair, And your muscles and liver and your kidney, they might lose some of their cells. Like, what? Why? Why? I mean, and it don't get me wrong, it's never too old. You're never too old to get back in shape. You're never too old to, really work on yourself and not get like, 'cause okay, for example, you know how before you go to college, if you ever go to college, everybody talks about, oh, freshman 15, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. People do gain weight because what do? As soon as we get out of the house and we're not on a scheduled eating plan and we just go and we eat whenever, like, oh, the cafeteria is open, I'm gonna go eat. Oh, I'm after class, I'm hungry, I'm gonna go eat something. That's a real thing. So when you get older, when you come out of college and you get a little older and you start like, drinking and hanging out with friends, you continue to put on that weight. And if you're not already active in like a sport or something, then you're obviously going to lose that tenacity that you used to have. So, and then when you get even older after that, you're just like, whoa. That's when things change. That's when you're like, wait a minute. Like I was saying, like you could literally feel like it in a blink of an eye, all of a sudden you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, where did everything go? Why is things expanding and why are things drooping and why are things, and you're just kind of like, when did that happen? Time, man, time. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it doesn't shouldn't deter you from trying to change your life. If you don't feel like you are in a place that you love the way you look, or that you have all kinds of different like anxieties about what other people might think of you and all this stuff, my advice to you is, as a whole, my advice to you is to do what you need to do to make you feel good. Don't worry about whatever else, whatever what anybody else is saying to you. Don't worry about like the people who always have something to say about your weight, about your appearance. Who cares? No one cares. No one. The only person that should care about yourself is you. You need to care about yourself. You need to care about what you put into your body. You need to care about how your body reciprocates what you're putting into your body. And you need to care about you. Okay? That's all. You have to care about you. But me, I'm just still like, I care about myself, but I just can't believe my body betrayed me. No, I'm kidding. I know that the things that I've done over the years, like I obviously stopped exercising because I stopped playing basketball as frequently as I did. I started going to work and like being stagnant in this in the terms of just like I'm getting to a place, doing a job, waiting the hours to tick on by so I can go home and then go home and sit on my couch and watch TV or dance in my living room and then watch TV or even just like, you know, walk the dog or something. Like, I know that I haven't been as active in the past whatever years because it's just so easy to get into a certain routine. So I gotta add things to my routine. I have to add exercising back into my routine. I have to add in just simple stretching and, you know, keeping myself mobile and flexible. And I have to add in all of these different things so that I can look at myself and say, I like the way I look, you know? Or I could just continue to let myself go and be happy in that as well. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to live with me. I can't leave me on the side of the road or something. Like, I can't leave me, you know what I mean? Well, you know, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm going through changes. Yes, I do watch that TV show, Big Mouth, and it is quite the TV show. It's very funny, but also like it's also like wow. It's also very wow. But on that note, let me talk a little bit about the next episode that we that that we let me talk a little bit about the next episode that I'll have in store for you guys. So, have you ever gotten your picture drawn by a caricature or any artists? How about for a podcast? Well, on the next episode, I'll have a funny, cool guest who is an artist and draws really well. His name is Maddie, and I'm so excited for you all to hear about him on the episode coming up. So stay tuned for that. So, without further ado, once again, you can catch me on the socials at Instagram and Twitter at Katie Time Podcast. If you want to be on the show, just let me know. You could go to my link tree. I have a be a guest form on there. You could tell me exactly what you want to talk about, and I'll reach out to you. I'll set something up with you, and then you could find yourself on the show at some point. And I'd love to talk to new people, people who want to tell their story and, you know, be a part of this production that I'm doing, or just be a part of KD Time and be a part of that world. So that would be really awesome for me to do with you guys. And yeah, so you can catch me on that. Once again, socials, KD Time Podcast, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also on TikTok, guys. Yep, I did it. I put myself on TikTok. I have a TikTok and it's KD Time Pod. KD Time Pod. KD Time Pod. Okay. And you can catch me on there as well. I don't post a whole lot. I just kind of like post little clippings here and there. But I'm getting used to it and figuring things out with that. So yeah, I did that. And so that's it for now. And I'll catch you on the next one. Thank you again for listening. You guys are the best. Deuces!